Media coverage of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut in mid-December has finally quelled. But the memory continues to drive both heated debate on gun control as well as collaborative efforts to improve school security. In the first of two reports, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich examines emerging policies and practices to better protect schools.
Missy Thomas Irvin lives in Mountain View with her husband and four children. And like millions of parents across America, she was distraught when she learned a crazed gunman had killed 20 small children, their principal, and five teachers at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut late last year.
And my first reaction was, what would have happened at my school with my children attending?
But this mom also happens to be Republican State Senator Irvin. And in late January, she filed SB 140, the Safe School Initiative Act. If passed, State Senator Irvin's bill would require and fund public schools to participate in active shooter drills and educate and train teachers and staff to prepare them for incidents of campus violence. She points to Sandy Hook as a case in point.
I really thought about, you know, had they been trained professionally to respond to that, then perhaps the principal wouldn't have gone at the shooter with her hands up, or, you know, perhaps the teachers would have reacted in a different way had they had the dialogue or the training.
Senator Irvin's been working closely with the Criminal Justice Institute based at the University of Arkansas in Little Rock. Director Cheryl May.
Yeah, CJI has been very fortunate to have had federal funding since 2000 to focus on school violence, either as a school violence resource center or to provide training.
CJI hosts classes on issues from cyberbullying to active school shooter situations. Violence prevention and drills are key program elements. Lawrence Johnson is CJI's Safe School Initiative Administrator. She says that the moment a predator has been detected entering a campus, everyone should know what to do.
That teacher then should make sure that door is locked. They need to be in a corner so that they, if someone looks in the room, you can't visibly see them. If there's a gunman there, an active shooter, in the building, they need to stay on that lockdown until someone notify them that it's okay to move.
Schools should hold periodic violence drills, just like fire drills, but with very specific protocols, and staff need to have emergency communication devices on them at all times. On-site trained resource officers could help keep matters from escalating.
Our program promotes school resource officers who are sworn police officers who have been trained to carry a weapon.
The Arkansas Department of Education has also positioned itself on school violence.
We do appreciate the work that our superintendents, our school leaders, our teachers are doing to help ensure the safety of our students.
Spokesperson Phyllis Stewart, Chief of Staff, says the department has issued no statewide directive, but local districts are working to secure schools as best they can, despite no additional funding to do so.
Our districts have a crisis communications plan that they develop every year, and so I think they all took it on themselves to revisit that.
In early January, Arkansas State Police and the Arkansas Commission on Law Enforcement Standards and Training announced plans to form a collaborative committee, including local sheriffs and police chiefs, the state police, and Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, to design a uniform preparedness training plan for active shooter situations in public schools. In an email for this story, Ken Jones, director of the Law Enforcement Training Academy, says they're standing by on deployment pending the outcome of Senator Missy Irvin's Safe School Initiative measure. We have 170 private schools in Arkansas, along with 239 public school districts attended by 468,000 students. The second largest district is Springdale Public School System, and it's taking strict measures to protect its students. Yes, Jacqueline Froelich with KUAF National Public Radio here to meet Communications Director Rick Schaefer.
Come on in.
Thank you. You can no longer stride into Jones Elementary, population 500. Visitors are assessed via video surveillance by administrative staff. The school's locked except when students are arriving or leaving. District spokesperson Rick Schaefer.
Plans are to install this in 7 more of our schools before this school year is over, and then the hope is that by next fall we'll have it in all of our schools. But we're starting with the elementary schools first.
The door alarms cost the district $3,000 to $5,000 each out of pocket. At first, parents balked, but after Sandy Hook, they welcome extra security, Schaefer said. All of Springdale's 20,000 students undergo monthly drills for tornadoes or fires and violence.
But the other drills we have on occasion, but we've got a system in place. Now, we don't say too much about what the system is because we just assume somebody who might want to violate that system not know a whole lot about it.
The local police force cannot patrol the district's 26 buildings, but the 2 high school and junior highs have security officers. All the elementary schools have heavy surveillance systems.
We do need to say that Connecticut proved that no method is foolproof because they had an excellent system in place, and that probably bought them a little bit of time.
Mental health professionals are on hand district-wide, monitoring and reaching out to troubled students. Benny Gooden is superintendent at Fort Smith, which has a total of 14,000 students. He said the district is constantly evaluating and updating school security.
You work your plan, and by that I mean you have periodic drills in which staff and students know what they are to do in a particular eventuality.
Emergency codes are standardized across the district, designed to alert local law enforcement trained in active shooter protocols.
First responders and our police, especially our police department. Fort Smith Police Department is just an integral part of our school district.
Fort Smith Public School District also employs video surveillance, but Fort Smith Superintendent Benny Gooden says they've not completely locked the campus. Everyone's required to check in at main entrances, however.
It's pretty difficult to do business in an open school setting, especially large secondary schools, with that kind of situation. We have certainly some perimeter control because we don't have every door unlocked. Most of the doors are in fact locked. I guess it troubled most of us that the school in Connecticut did have all their doors locked, and access was gained anyway.
Elkins School District, population 1,200, is not totally locked either, but Superintendent Megan Witonski is completely prepared for any contingency via the district's detailed continuity of operations plan.
We have active trainings on the weekends. We have the police department has set up an active shooter training class, which allows the police department to come in and actually use an actual facility, a school facility, and go through role-playing events that allow them to be properly prepared to respond to any potential dangers that could occur in a school.
Elkins School District holds periodic lockdown drills announced via intercom based on various threats or crisis scenarios.
And that can cover a bombing or bomb threat, earthquake, tornado, fire, possible suicide or attempted suicide, abduction, active shooter or terrorist attack, whichever, or even biological, chemical weapons or nuclear attacks.
Classrooms have fully equipped emergency crisis backpacks for teachers to grab during evacuation or lockdown. And the district also pays the local police to post a full-time resource officer on campus.
Although it is an expense, we feel like it's an important piece and a good component for us to feel like we have a strong relationship with the police department and that active conversation going on back and forth as they learn new information, sharing it with us, and as we learn new information, sharing it with them.
Post Sandy Hook, the National Rifle Association called for armed police officers to be posted in schools across America. The NRA also tasked former U.S. Congressman Asa Hutchinson to develop and lead a National School Shield Emergency Response Program. As former U.S. Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary, Congressman Hutchinson is an expert on security matters.
And right now, all across America, you're seeing school districts trying to figure out what more they can do to protect the children. And so I'm bringing together experts from all across the country to give these school districts more tools to keep the children safe, from online assessment tools to model training programs for our guards in our schools to school staff if necessary.
The resources will be free of charge. The National School Shield Emergency Response Program, to be made public April 1st, will also contain federal, state, and local cost-sharing recommendations to assist districts to achieve school security. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.